flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, we're going to play a little Who Got Funky here, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Ride, then vibe with bikes and beers and Funky Buddha January 18th, which I believe is this Saturday. It is indeed this Saturday. This Saturday, it's a cycling event that features 15, 30, and 45-mile rides that depart and return to the brewery, traveling throughout beautiful Fort Lauderdale. You can get more info at funkybuddha.com. We have a big open for Who Got Funky, Solana?
Yeah, we do, Hawk. Did I play it?
Yeah, just hit it. Oh, yeah, oh, sure.
Okay. All right.
Yo, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky.
Funky. Funky. I can't get enough.
You know it's funky, 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 because you heard it from here, see.
Make it funky, make it funky, make it funky, make it funky.
Hey. Who Got Funky on Hawk and Crowder.
All right, a little Who Got Funky with our friends from Funky Buddha. So I got to give it to my son, DJ.
Funky.
Over the weekend, on the Hard Rock Bet app, and I see that there's a special. Like, they give sometimes... and they're like, not everybody gets the same specials, but I see a special on Saturday and it says make a 3-leg UFC. It was a UFC fight night. So it wasn't even a numbered card. It was just fight night. It was on ESPN. Make a 3-leg parlay for UFC fight night. And if you don't win, you get a bonus bet back up to $100. So it's essentially a free bet. So I said to DJ, who watches UFC, I don't. Hey, give me a 3-leg parlay. There was only 3 fights left by the time I saw it. The whole fight card wasn't even available. There were the final 3 fights. So I hand him my phone. I go, hey, look these over. He looks them over and he goes, eh, this is what I would do. So I do a $50 parlay. I don't even know these fighters. Almeida, Panzini Bobo, and Dern, who's a female fighter. The headliner, the final fight of the night was this female, Dern. He nailed the parlay. He hit the 3-leg parlay. It paid me over $600. It was maybe the biggest win I've ever had on the Hard Rock Bet app. And it was just me kind of as a lark going, hey, who do you like? And he had he wasn't even bet. Like, the first bet was a favorite. The second fight, he had this, I can't even pronounce the person's name, had to win by KO or TKO. And he nailed that. And then Dern was a flat out underdog, and she armbarred her opponent. I'm watching the fights now because he hit the first two. So now I'm flipping over to the fights. I'm watching it with my wife and I'm like screaming. She gets her opponent in an armbar. There's 9 seconds left in the round. And I'm thinking this round is going to ding. It's going to time out and this is our chance to win. But she yanked that arm so hard, girl tapped, and I'm going crazy that he hit this three-leg parlay. So DJ got funky over the weekend.
I was with funky. I was with Derelict Bobo, too.
Yeah, well, that's that was
How much do you give the DJ? I know you pay for his car, like you help him out. That he got to get some off that 600.
My brother, my nephews, everyone I talk to, they're like, "So how much does he ask for?" He didn't ask me for a dime.
Really?
Because I even said to him after the second fight, I'm like, "Hey, we can sell this." Like the offer was over $300, and he's like, "Yeah, do whatever you want."
Oh, you got to shoot him something.
Got to shoot him something. He's got my credit cards. I got to shoot him something.
You're right. Yeah, I wouldn't shoot my kids nothing.
I mean, the dude gave me a winner. He gave me a winner. I'm good to go. Who got funky for you, Crowdaire?
I got to say it because it whooped my team, messed up my parlays, but who got funky was Jaden Daniels.
Funky.
That was so impressive. First playoff game of his life, 24-35, 270 passing, 2 touchdowns, thrown, 0 interceptions, 13 carries, 40 yards, that third down at the end to ice the game and not give Tampa a chance, ran it down. Jaden Daniels is a special quarterback. You want to talk about Drake May and Caleb Williams and all that? Jaden Daniels, or comparing him to Robert Griffin III, Jaden Daniels is closer to Michael Vick or one of those guys, Lamar Jackson, than other guys we're talking about. Jaden Daniels got funky this weekend. Very impressive.
Funky,
no doubt. Jimmy, who got funky this weekend?
I'm going to go to the same route. I'm going to give it to the kicker, Zane Gonzalez, sending Tampa home.
Guy's got OCD. Did you see him? He kept fixing his hair. He took off the helmet and he was matting his hair. And if you saw, they even showed highlights where he was on the sideline and he took his sock off and put his sock back on and then did it again and whatever. And it says he's been battling OCD all his life. And it was like in full display as he walked out there to make that kick and he nailed it. Well, nailed it, but it went through.
He dinked it.
Dinked it. Doinked it. Some doinks win, some doinks lose.
There you go.
Solana, somebody who got funky?
Most doinks
lose.
You can
spank OCD out of somebody.
No.
No.
Guys, man, there's so many options on the table here. You know I'm a proud FIU Panther. I was on the call on ESPN Plus.
I saw.
Saturday, FIU women's basketball, and they got the win. But I'm going to give it to the other Panthers, the Pittsburgh Panthers women's college basketball team. Here's why. You probably didn't see this story, but it might have been the best story over the weekend. The biggest comeback in Division I women's basketball history.
I did see this.
Check this out. They're playing SMU yesterday. SMU, at one point in this game, 46-14, they led over Pittsburgh. 46-14. That's a 32-point lead. Pittsburgh holds SMU scoreless in the third quarter. They win the game in regulation. Pittsburgh does 72-59. They outscored SMU 58-13 after being down 46-14. A 32-point comeback. Again, the largest in Division I women's college basketball history. Say what you want about women's hoops, because I know some of you losers are going to text in. I don't care what the level is. You're down 32 points. You hold a team scoreless in a quarter.
And you keep playing, by the way. You're down that many, and you keep playing.
And you outscore a team 58-13 at any level. That deserves to be applauded. The Pittsburgh Panthers got funky.
Funky.
There That's you go, impressive. Our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. A little who got funky.
Ah, can't you see it?
a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.